The changing of the guard should take place soon. Are you certain it's worth the risk, Master Braytak?
They are of the Tari.
Bonhiquahataka.
The Elk would do the same were he present.
Now! This way! Cree!
Someone approaches.
That was a trifle close.
The Tauri scientists are...
Over there! Sholva!
I am sorry. It had to be done, though, boy.
The alarm! Run!
Jalkik Nimran, Episode 3, Out of the Frying Pan. Featuring the voice talent of Anthony Rooney as Kil Shah, Gareth Bowley as Master Braytak, Paul Mannery as Rocknor, Darren Marler as Colonel Jack O'Neill, Tanya Milojevic as Captain Samantha Carter, Glenn Hallstrom as Took, Joe Hempel as Dr. Daniel Jackson, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Neferesh, Darren Marler as Apophis, Toby Bennett as Malik, Kim Giannopoulos as Ma'at, Alex Gilmore as Nabening, and Scott Wentworth as Dr. Lee, written and post-produced by Alexa Chipman.
Establish a perimeter, Carter.
Yes, sir.
The equipment is still present.
They took Lee's computer, though.
Sir, I found Major Andrews.
He met his end by a staff weapon.
Jafar.
The question is, whose? Must be dozens of system lords who'd like to get their hands on this planet.
O'Deal, we are not alone.
Yeah, I noticed that. Hey, come on out! Perfectly safe. Just a few P-90s.
Dr. Lee?
It's a child.
Don't be afraid. Jack, for heaven's sake, put the gun down.
Are the bad men gone?
Yes, I'm Dr. Jackson. This is Captain Carter, Colonel O'Neill.
With two L's.
And? Yeah, Teal'c does give that impression.
Bad, bad, bad! Took nice doctor!
How do you know?
The picture on his forehead. Nasty snake, just like the men who came.
Seems we have our system, Lord.
Apophis.
You still have those priest's robes at the SGC?
Last time that fake symbol took 2 days to wash off.
You can borrow my eyeliner to do it this time.
I picked this for Dr. Lee. Can you give it to him?
A daisy. It's very pretty. I'm sure he'll like it.
All right, kids. Time to storm Chulak.
I thought we were sneaking in disguised.
Right, that. Storming is plan B.
Sir?
C? D?
There's a plan D?
Make for the North Wing. I know the passage out of the palace.
And why, Master Braytak? Did we not use it to get in?
It is far from the dungeons.
I shall give covering fire!
Were we recognized?
I do not believe so.
And those who did are now cold upon the ground.
Up ahead!
Follow my lead.
Fancy meeting you here.
Teal'c.
Tigmati, Master Breathek.
You have come for the Tauri scientists?
Must have set off the alarm somehow.
So, it was not us.
The time for speech is later. Follow!
Old guy's in charge, as usual.
Shelby of Ma'at's Ordis. It is a shame to harm one so lovely. I can use other methods of persuasion that would be more to my liking and less to yours. How dare you strike your god?
You're no god. You aren't even a proper man.
My lord, the palace is under attack.
Shibayodio?
SG-1, my lord.
No, I'll tell you nothing.
Shh.
Unhand me!
Silence, Jaffa. I must heal you if we are to escape.
You are Gould.
Do not harm me. I was sent by the council.
False gods know no majority.
I am Tok'ra.
Prove it.
Would I risk my life to come to an occupied planet than openly tell you I am your worst enemy if I weren't?
The Tok'ra are not my enemies.
I heard Jaffa were impetuous.
That was for risking your life.
Quite.
How do you propose to leave? The alarm was sounded and the palace is locked tight. When they discover that I am gone...
The Tok'ra's most powerful weapon.
Oh?
Patience.
Change of plan. I am now in command of this mission.
And how would a Jaffa propose?
First, it appears someone has been here before us, judging by the dead bodies, and thus conveniently left a few staff weapons lying about. Second, I happen to be one of the finest trained Jaffa warriors in the galaxy.
And they say the Gua'uld are arrogant.
My lady, disturbing news.
Apophis is coming in force.
Yes, he is readying his ships and massing an army.
Great, likewise. Had the first prime...
Apophis!
Not in person. Some of his fleet. I am only picking up two ships. Destroy them.
At last we meet.
The first crime of Apophis, I presume.
Indeed.
The ships were a ploy.
Quite intriguing what a stun grenade can do to a god at a chopper eye. Hundreds of our troops passed through without any trouble.
I suppose you expect me to surrender.
That is the usual way when one is conquered. Or might I say, caught by surprise.
I always have plans, little plans.
She's gone! I should have seen that ring platform. Curses! Well, Tauri, it seems Apophis decided that the constant rescue attempts on Chulak were rather tiring, and left you to my tender care.
Oh, great. Can I have my backpack? I already ate the power bars in my pocket, see, and...
Silence!
Would you cut that out? I'd like some unbroken ribs.
Then cease your defiance, human.
Ceasing.
Thank you.
quickly if we are to save your scientists.
Nice digs. Been reading Martha Stewart? Wonder what this would get on eBay.
Jack!
We overheard that the Tauri have been transferred to a new planet under Apophis' regime.
Ma'at's homeworld. It was conquered mere hours ago.
Tough luck.
Ma'at is a system lord.
Really? In ancient Egypt, she was revered as the pure goddess of wisdom and prudence. If anything, the very opposite of a Ga'uld. Although, with some connection to Anubis.
So in other words, we have to get past a heavily guarded stargate, onto a planet filled with armies of Apophis, and back out again?
Indeed.
Piece of cake. Very big cake. You know, with chocolate. I never did like that cliché.
Sir, every minute we stay here, Apophis is going to put more guards on the Stargate.
Agreed. We make for the Chapter Eye. Rachnor and I will escort you.
And we should try speaking with Ma'at as well. I have this feeling about her.
Jackson. She's a Ga'uld. We've already been through this with Hathor.
Yes, but Hathor was drugging us. This is based off research in ancient manuscripts.
We extract our people and dial home. No field trips, and that's final, Daniel.
The swiftest road will be north, through the glade.
Not much further until we are safe.
The Chapai Ai will be heavily guarded, Malik.
We aren't going to the Stargate, but to a cargo ship I have concealed.
You never explained why you came to rescue me, or knew I was friendly with the Tok'ra.
Ma'at sent me. I gave her my word I would save you from Apophis.
That was noble of you. Almost worthy of a Jaffa.
I suppose you mean that as a compliment.
From your countenance, I gather you are not fond of my people?
Neferad, for centuries my people have been slaughtered in their attempts to assist humans and free planets from Ga'uld oppression. Every time one of us died, it was at the staff weapon of a Jaffa. Simply looking at you causes pain.
We have suffered at the hands of the Ga'uld as well. Yet we see you only as allies. It is time you set aside your prejudices.
I would wish that, but the agony is still too acute.
You must understand, Malik has watched close friends killed by Jaffa. I, however, only see a beautiful, strong warrior whom I am honored to fight with.
Are you not confused, having two such different opinions at once?
After 50 years together, we understand each other's moods. Perhaps in time I can soften things.
Now who was impulsive?
Come, we have reached the ship.
I count a dozen guards at the very least.
Indeed.
Humans! You shall attack from the west, Teal'c from the east, Rachnor and I from the south.
I am supposed to be in command here, you know. West it is. Captain Carter?
Sir?
How many grenades?
2, sir.
Might as well soften them up. Just don't blow the DHD.
Jack, what do you want me to do?
How about not getting shot?
Right.
With his record, that might be more difficult than it sounds.
Ready, Captain? Now.
All clear, sir.
They fought well.
I don't really know the address.
No need, Dr. Jackson. I shall dial the planet. What of the guards?
I have brought this stun grenade from my home.
You keep grenades in your closet? Nice.
Until a planet is completely secure, all prisoners are placed aboard the flagship Hattak. It rests upon the pyramid.
Whoa, that's a big. And how exactly can we get inside?
Simple. We must be captured.
Thank you.
Sir, they have us surrounded.
You have come too late. Master Bratak and I have
definitely need that chocolate coating right about now.
Featuring the additional voice talent of Jules Ismail as Kalmar and Shane Nolan as Ma'at Jafar. This has been made for entertainment purposes only. No copyright infringement was intended. Everything is property of MGM and Sci-Fi.